Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Text line still open. If you have tickets to the Saturday night NHL Winter Classic Wild and Blues at Target Field, has the weather changed your plans? Or are you still all in? You're going to bundle up and you're going to go. I'm not so sure about it. I don't have tickets, so I don't have to make that decision, but I don't know. It seems awful cold. Sam Ekstrom joins us, Purple Insider. Sam, if you had tickets Saturday night, would you still go to the game?
I think I would find someone who's eager and young and hearty, and I would send them off. I would put a few dollars in my pocket, and I would find a nice beverage to consume from my own couch, and I would watch from home. That would be my strategy, Steve.
Yeah, I'm with you. Man, 20, 25 degrees, I'm in. But when they announce this event, it's like, yeah, it could be unseasonably warm, and it could be 10 below, and we're going to be closer to 10 below. So anyway, Sam, thanks so much for joining us. Always good to visit with you from Purple Insider. Some big news. Adam Thielen, surgery. He's out for this season.
He is, and by the end of the year, he'll have missed the better part of 6 games with his high ankle sprain. And I understood the urgency to try to play in that Rams game. It was kind of a playoff-type game for this team, and he wanted to play. He'd been gunning to play. He was on the fast track, he said, with his rehab. I understand why, but it was still probably rushed. And he paid the consequence. He aggravated that thing several times during the game and eventually just couldn't return. Opts for surgery, probably the right move in the long run. But, yeah, he won't play again this year. And, Steve, I was looking at some of the splits. Before his injury, Kirk Cousins, passer rating 105. After his injury, passer rating 89. I mean, that's a pretty big difference. His completion percentage has gone down about 5% since Thielen's injury. The red zone efficiency hasn't been as good. This offense misses him. I think that's pretty clear.
And I don't think there's any doubt about it. Justin Jefferson misses Adam Thielen. It's had an impact, and he spoke out a little bit, and there's some concern about that. Is, you know, he going to follow the Stephon Diggs playbook and find his way out of town eventually? It's premature for that, but nevertheless, you know, they were a dynamic duo. One of those guys is out of the lineup. It's going to impact the other for sure.
Yeah, I think we saw that manifested pretty strongly in the Chicago game when, even though Chicago had no starting defensive backs, they were still able to shut him down and the passing game down pretty well in that game. And while K.J. Osborne has been a fantastic emergence this year as a young receiver, he's not Adam Thielen yet. He doesn't have the crispness or the precision to his routes. I think he's still a very good number three. But when you ask him to fill up to number two, you're going to get subpar results. I mean, Adam Thielen is a, 6,000-yard career receiver. He is, one of the best in the league over the last 5 years. So those are big shoes to fill, and it's not totally surprising the Vikings would take a step back in his absence.
And he is a veteran receiver, and NFL players have a shelf life. How much concern is there that, Thielen can come back and be effective? I know it's very early. He just had surgery, and everybody's rooting for him for a full recovery, but there is a finite window in this league.
Yeah, you're right about that, Steve, and he's over 30 now, so you do start to wonder. But I look at the two major injuries that Adam Thielen's had in his career, the hamstring in 2019 and now the ankle this year. Those were the type of injuries where, he got hit or he there was hard contact and he suffered an injury. And then he was out for, 6 weeks or so. The guys that scare me are the ones that are always nagging, sort of the Dalvin Cook type injuries where if it's not one thing, it's another, where they keep popping up now and again. Sometimes they're just from wear and tear. Sometimes they're from contact, but they're frequent. And maybe, maybe they're a little more minor in nature, but they're always there. Adam Thielen seems to be full go unless he has something a little more major. And he's only had two significant injuries in his career. So I don't think he's the type that's really wearing down. I think he's a, obviously a gym rat in the offseason. And I didn't get the sense at all that he was declining when he was healthy this year. I mean, his passer rating when targeted was like 130.9, which is fantastic. He led the team in touchdowns. So I think there's still reason to believe he can be a fantastic complement to Justin Jefferson going forward.
Another big story today, Dalvin Cook off the COVID list. Very good news with a huge game with Green Bay on Sunday night. If they want any chance, they got to win this one, get some help, beat the Bears, and maybe they get in.
Yeah, they got to win the battle in the trenches, unlike they did against the Rams, and it'll help to have Dalvin, who scored 4 touchdowns, by the way, the last time he went to Lambeau Field, because the Vikings are facing Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, and the way they've looked against the run, I think Green Bay could have an easy time kind of running it down the Vikings' throat. Minnesota's going to have to put up way more resistance, and at minimum, they're going to have to answer that with Dalvin Cook, and if Dalvin gets shut down, it could be a long night, because does anybody expect Kirk Cousins to light up the Packers through the air on a zero-degree night? I'm not. I haven't seen him do that here in Minnesota. He really hasn't been exposed to these kind of temperatures. We've seen Aaron Rodgers do that from time to time, and I think we know that's possible. But Kirk Cousins has never proven to be a warrior in these frigid NFC North conditions, and this will certainly put him to the test. And it'll put the running game to the test. And I think we've learned this year, Steve, that Alexander Mattison is fine as a backup, but he is not Dalvin Cook from a skill standpoint. Dalvin has better vision, better speed, better lateral quickness. He really is the whole package. So he'll be a nice upgrade from last Sunday.
Yeah, and Sam, Green Bay is still playing for a lot. They would desperately like to lock in home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs and get the coveted lone bye in the NFC playoffs. And that's still in play for them. They're the front runner, and beating the Vikings accomplishes a couple of goals. You beat a division foe, and you take a step toward locking that up.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know, to be honest, all of the Green Bay tiebreaker situations. I know they beat the Rams, so they've got that tiebreaker locked up, but I know that Dallas and Tampa are still one game back on their heels. So right. I don't know if they'd be able to rest next week for sure if they win this game. They might need some other things to happen. But they would love to give Aaron Rodgers not one, but 2 weeks off because of that foot injury that he has. Because he's been going in, getting treatment at halftime every game. He hasn't been practicing during the week. He didn't practice today with that toe issue. He's hurting out there. So if Green Bay could rest him week 18, I think it's against Detroit, they would certainly love that. But depending on the tiebreakers, they might need to actually show up that day, even though it is Detroit, and play their starters, at least until that thing is put out of reach.
One of the other things I wanted to bring up, and as you analyze this season, it's been insane. It's been crazy. The results, the finishes, the good, the bad, the ugly. This season has had everything. And for the Vikings, with 2 weeks to go in the regular season to still have a chance, in some ways it's crazy. You think about their two games with the Lions. They deserve to get beat here, and they got beat at Ford Field. So how they can still be in playoff contention based on that alone is crazy. But you did a piece, and I found it really interesting on Purple Insider, and it is so true. There's a lot of ways to sum up this season. There's injury, the lingering COVID controversy, which you could say about any sports team at just about any level. But capitalizing on bad quarterback play, and Matthew Stafford was not good for the Rams on Sunday. And I was driving back from South Dakota. We were visiting my wife's family, and I caught the entire game on the radio and paid very close attention. And from what I heard, Stafford didn't have a good game, and the Vikings failed to take advantage.
You sum that up well. His passer rating was 46.8. He had three interceptions in the game. The Vikings had never lost a game under Mike Zimmer in which they had three interceptions until Sunday. And this has been a theme, and you alluded to my piece that I wrote at Purple Insider. They've put a lot of quarterbacks on some pretty lousy games. Baker Mayfield was awful. You know, Jared Goff was pretty bad in both of those Lions games. Matthew Stafford, Ben Roethlisberger, Lamar Jackson threw a couple picks. Kyler Murray threw a couple picks. Like, they've been given gifts by good quarterbacks in some cases, and they still haven't taken advantage. The Vikings are 3-4 this year when they hold quarterbacks below a rating of 90. That's one of the lowest winning percentages in the league in that situation. So I know that's a little bit hardcore stats for you, but it's pretty telling when you dig into it how the Vikings have really rejected taking advantage of these situations, because they tend to do a lot of good things. They get a lot of sacks. They get a lot of takeaways. They get a lot of stops on third down, and yet they aren't winning these games. They're giving up a lot of yards on the ground, and they're giving up a lot of points in the final 2 minutes of halves. When your clutch defense isn't good, your run defense isn't good, that's going to undo a lot of the good things that you are accomplishing.
Yeah, and there's so many other storylines, Sam, to close on this front. There's still a chance to get into the playoffs, and there is a chance that the owners of the team, the Wilfs, make a move on the coach, the general manager, one or the other. We just have absolutely no idea. And then the new regime, what are they going to do going forward? Are they going to start over? I mean, there's a lot in play for the Purple over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it sure feels like you've got a coach and a GM who are somewhat of a package deal. And then you've got a quarterback who's entering a lame duck year. And I've seen some of the pundits project that he could be dealt to Pittsburgh, dealt to Philadelphia. Even though his contract is massive, Steve, a lot of teams are willing to take a one-year flyer on a guy if they have the cap space. If they think that, you know, that Kirk Cousins can get them in playoff contention, that might be worth it to some teams just for 1 year. And it might even be worth it for the Vikings to kick the tires one more year with a new coach and just see if they can unlock that good version of Kirk Cousins for a longer stretch of the season. Because you know what? If you played 100 Kirk Cousins seasons, Steve, I bet there are 10 in there in that simulation where you win 12 games. I mean, he does have that ability in him. If you give him enough time, you'll probably cash in. Now, obviously, he's going to get too old, and he's only going to get a few more kind of in his prime season. But whatever the new regime decides, I think that you're sitting decently well a couple of years down the road. You still have a lot of young offensive pieces under contract. There is talent on this team. So if there is a reset, Steve, teams can bounce back pretty quickly in the NFL. You know, the line between failure and success is pretty thin. And, you know, the Vikings have a lot going for them with the stadium, the practice facility, the tradition, the ownership. There are good pieces here. So if changes need to be made, I don't think people need to be frightened about what the future holds, because I think that you can turn around things quickly with a couple good decisions.
Yeah, and I've got to wonder. I would think no playoffs, they're going to make a move on Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer if they don't get to the playoffs. If they do get to the playoffs, then it becomes murky. Do they need to win a game in the playoffs to hang on to their jobs? That's where it gets tricky, and that's kind of where I stand. I don't think it's 100% lock that Spielman and Zimmer are gone at the end of the season, because I do think if they find a way into the playoffs and by golly, win a game in the playoffs, which seems far-fetched at the moment, then they're around next year.
Yeah, it could be. It could be that it just kind of is based on whatever your end result is. Now, some ownership groups would probably be more likely to sort of judge you on what trends are we seeing in these games. How well is the team coached? Are you forward-thinking in the way you're signing players? More of a process-oriented decision. The Wilfs might be more of a results-oriented, decision group. And I think we sort of saw that in 2019 when they went in, beat New Orleans in the playoffs, and everybody got extended. That was seemingly very results-oriented. And if that's the case, the Vikings do have a chance to salvage this thing. But I do think it would require a playoff win. I don't think a wild card playoff loss, especially an ugly loss, would do anything to make this ownership feel better. But they are tough ones to crack. We don't really hear from them a lot. We don't know their thought process on these matters. So whatever the decision is, we know they'll make it on their terms.
Well, Sam, always good to visit with you. Enjoy your work at Purple Insider. And, of course, you and the entire crew, and it continues to grow. Matthew Collar is building an empire at Purple Insider.
Well, we've got the venerable former Pioneer Press columnist Brian Murphy writing for us every week. We love Murph, and no one spins a phrase like him in town. So check out his work mostly on Mondays. Matthew and I write almost every day. PurpleInsider.com. Follow the links to subscribe.
Yeah, and Murph is one of the great follows on Twitter.
Yes. Yes, he is. Follow him on game day if you want a dose of dark comedy.
Yeah, oh, for sure. It's R-rated, but that's okay. I'm over 17. All right, Sam. Take care, man.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
All right, Sam Agstrom, Purple Insider. Vikes, by the way, 6.5-point underdogs. That's the way the game opened. It is currently 6.5. And the over-under has moved up a little. It opened at 46, now 47.5. On the money line, the Vikes plus 235. Sunday night football, Vikes must win. Dalvin Cook back, Adam Thielen done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.